may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Yesterday I wrote a devotional from James chapter 3. And there were just some things here that blessed me and fascinated me. That which fascinates me motivates me. So I wanted to just verbalize some stuff. Some of this I'm sharing is not just for you, but I think out loud. And so the more I talk about something, the more I internalize it. It becomes an engrafted word. But there are some fascinating things here. In James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, it talks about the fact that there are two kinds of wisdoms that operate in this world. So let me just read it to you. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. It's amazing. Read that again. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good deeds, let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. Good behavior shown by deeds that we do in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly and is fleshly and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering and without hypocrisy. Just amazing stuff here. We could spend a long time, but there's some really cool stuff. It'll help us to unpack the word wisdom and make it really practical. The word wisdom, I'm sure many of you know, comes from the Greek word sophia. But the word, the root word, is to be skilled. To be skilled. So to be skilled at something means that not only do you have information, but you know how to apply the information, and you've applied that information in this arena so many times, you're skilled at it. You're good at what you're doing. So when I take my car, when it needs to be fixed, I want to take it to a mechanic who has wisdom. That they've practiced on cars enough, they don't just have knowledge, but they've done it enough to where they're skilled. They know what they're doing, they know how to do it. That's who I want to take my car to. I don't want to take my car to a novice or somebody who just read a book about it. I want them, it says in Song of Solomon about Jesus that he's an expert at war. There's never a battle we're ever going to face that Christ didn't face in his life on earth. He says, in this world, you're going to have tribulation, but cheer up. I've overcome the world. So there's nothing you and I, he was tempted in every way like unto us. So there's no temptation, no test, no trial that you and I will ever face that Jesus hasn't already faced, and we're in union with him. He has wisdom for it. Other than just the fact that he's God, that he has knowledge, but Jesus is skilled. So when we talk about wisdom that comes from above, it's supernatural wisdom that carries the skill set of God. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says that we have the mind of Christ. Not that we can get the mind of Christ. You know, I understand what people are saying when they say, like, we're going to go pray to see if we can get the mind of the Lord. But the truth is, you already do. And you just need to stop and pause and hear what he has to say. And here's the thing about the mind of Christ. It's always full of wisdom. It's full of his skill set about every situation and circumstance. You really can't separate wisdom here than from like Galatians 2:20, when it says we're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God. The King James gets that one right. In Mark chapter 11, when Jesus tells him about, if you'll speak to this mountain, just say the words, just say the thing. He first starts off with have, and the word's language is have continually the faith of God. See, here's the deal that many Christians struggle and strain because they think their faith persuades God. When the truth is, God's faith persuades us. So the wisdom of this world, which is earthly and fleshly and demonic, always involves us trying to flesh things out, pushing dust around, pushing my dust, pushing other people's dust. It's hard to push dust. I've always been fascinated when we go to Africa and nobody has any grass in their yard, but there'll be some lady with a broom that's about this long, bent all the way over, sort of smoothing out the dust. And I'm going, well, that's going to last about 2 minutes. Makes me want to go, like, what's the most important thing Africa needs? Sod. No, they actually need more than that, but it would help. The ladies would be happier, have less backache. But earthly and fleshly and demonic, and it carries with it anxiety and anger and control and fear, because it moves out of our own skill set and our own uncertainty about whether this is going to work out, or can I make this work out, or what am I going to do? You know, again, we said this the other day, when in trouble or in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. Whatever it is you might be facing, whatever situation you might be walking in, there's one of two wisdoms. That which is earthly, that which is fleshly and demonic. You're trying to depend on yours or other people's skill set to make this work out the way you hope it works out. Or you can be persuaded by what God believes. And that's why he says this word is so powerful. There's a lot in here. We don't have time for all that. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior, his deeds, and the gentleness of wisdom. The wisdom of God just carries a gentleness. Because it's not full of anxiety and anger and fear, worry, control. It says he talks about this wisdom from above is first pure and then peaceable, gentle. It goes on and on. It just carries this disposition that God has because he's not wringing his hands about anything. Living from his skill set, what he sees, what he thinks, what he says, instead of my faith trying to persuade him to do something on my behalf, it's his faith about this situation that persuades me to walk into that with gentleness. Because I know he's an expert at it. Therefore, I don't have to be. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.